Blog Talk Radio.
Golden beaming beauty man, if it's only fantasy. Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe? There are better days to see. So it seems like the world is tumbling down. Darkest time of night, right before dawn. It's on the time of the dawn. It's on the time of the dawn. It's on the time where all the people will unite and share in the wonderful world that we come. It's on the day where wisdom and harmony will fill the earth. It's on the bright.
Yes, blessed souls, here it comes, the brightest light ever emanating from the Most High into creation for every nation in this generation. We're alive because we've been blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into blogtalkradio.com, and we humbly suggest you tune into right now at this most existential of moments, the inner higher frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 543, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program presentation number 24. Baruch Hashem, blessed is our Creator, shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With greater help, we're broadcasting right now on December 3rd, 2015, starting at 9:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, unifying souls actually. Program content will focus on drawing inspirations from the elucidations of Rav Hillel Afarich, as he called from his inspirations and elucidations from the Shari Yuchud, the Gate of Unification, by a direct descendant of Kings David and King Solomon, the Mittler Rebbe. The call number to listen in is 347-838-8669. If anyone wants to give their feedback, comments, questions, concerns after I've made my brief presentation, you're welcome to do so. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. And just to give you an idea of where we're heading towards, but let's close, and our long-term recovery vision for what we want to broadcast out into the creation via Blog Talk Radio. We want to keep on talking about Divine Creator, Divine Image, Torah Bible Class, Universal Redemption. Meditate to eradicate all forms of hate, jealousy, and competition not needed. Children of Israel and children of Noah, learning Torah thoroughly and analytically to elevate the totality of human consciousness upon this earth as we all walk one step closer, page after page, verse after verse, oral Torah tradition after oral Torah tradition, to realize we have been blessed and anointed to be 7 billion plus strong, faithful stewards of the Creator and this blessed earth, some would call Mother Earth. But in order for us to go on further with the program, we'll have to turn down the music from Isaac Patton from Here Comes the Time, from his Blessed Generation Redemption CD put out a couple years ago, but it sounds just as pleasant and as new as it first did when he first put it out a couple years ago. So here comes the time. Sorry, Rabbi Isaac. Oh, and just to remind everyone, this coming Shabbos and here in Kesser Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York, Rabbi Isaac is the president of Beit Mazal, the House of Fortune, Good Fortune, which is under the spiritual leadership of Rav Daniel Mapor. And the Beit Mazal congregation is located at 1433 President Street, located between Kingston Avenue and Albany Avenue. The prayer session starts at 10 o'clock, usually goes in about two and a half, 3 hours. And you can hear authentic Jewish, Moroccan, African chanting to ancient Hebrew Israelite Jewish liturgy, which was formulated by the prophets of Israel. With that being said, blessed souls, how could we not mention the fact that we are, while we are, one side of our heart is rejoicing with the fact that we can congregate with you, blessed souls, today. One heart of our heart is crying over that tragic, horrible act that took place at that social services center in San Bernardino, California. How cowardly, how evil, how distorted human consciousness can get when people worship hatred and death as opposed to worshiping the values of life as it is transmitted from Torah Chaim, the instructions of life. Other people would call it the Bible. So I just want to say lamentations, and may the Most High comfort those who have lost their loved ones unnecessarily yesterday. And for those who participate in the act, may the Creator judge them according to what is according to the law of those who commit murder. Those two people who were killed yesterday were the actual murderers. At some level, justice has been done, and I understand there's a third person that the authorities are in pursuit of. But it's about time, blessed souls, we meditate to end the hate. Meditate to end the hate and jealousy. There is no solution with the gun. In fact, I just want to remind before we go into the presentation, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev teaches us, you don't need to fire a gun to bring Mashiach. So instead of firing a gun, let us now unload with teachings from the Torah. Blessed souls, is there a beginning without an end? Is there an end without a beginning? Consider, if you will, a point whose essential depth expresses itself as a flow from wisdom. This wisdom is then called a state of ayin, a sense of nothingness, ultimately testifying to its flexibility, its plasticity, to be the source of what we'll be discussing in the next few minutes. And while we have just associated ayin, wisdom, chachmah, nothingness with a state of wisdom, please also consider a level of understanding containing its own particular depth, whose root is traced back to koach hamaskil, to your blessed superconsciousness. Just as the depth of wisdom that you have been blessed and anointed with, blessed souls, is rooted within your blessed superconsciousness, your koach hamaskil, which brings about a revelation of elucidation to enclose the essence of a wisdom, right brain driven perception. However, what brings about the flow of elucidation is via wisdom. Therefore, while elucidation also is rooted from understanding that we can merit to glean from that quality of wisdom, as I mentioned above, as ayin. So elucidation not just comes simply from understanding, the koach habin, the power of our understanding, our left brain functioning. It also can be derived from, as Rav Hillel Parich elucidated upon the Mitla Rebbe's book, Shara Yuchat, the Gate of Unification. It also is ultimately extracted out of the ayin, of the nothingness, of the plasticity, of the flexibility of right brain processing and perception. And again, as we associate from a Torah conceptual perspective, wisdom mentioned above as ayin, a sense of nothingness, plasticity, flexibility, the dimension of transmission via wisdom, chachmah, this was in fact alluded to all future generations of human beings by virtue of the fact we can trace a source for this teaching in Panimia Satorah, the inner dimensions of Torah. From the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 3, Sefer Bereishis, quote, and a river went out from Eden, end of quote. For the river here that went out of Eden, the river Understanding is called a river, and wisdom is called a wellspring, which is alluding to Eden, meaning river goes out from Eden / wellspring, just as understanding comes out from wisdom. Just as a river receives its flow of water from waters of the abyss via the aquatic intermediary of wellspring, so too all cognitive flows of comprehension that exist already within your blessed understanding or eventually will manifest within your blessed understanding, blessed souls, flows from your super consciousness, your koach hamaskil, via your blessed faculty of wisdom. If this is so, certainly part and parcel of the cognitive human flow of the comprehension of human understanding must be accompanied by bitul, a sense of self-nullification, hachnos, abdul, to the higher consciousness, in relation to the essence of any Torah intellect that you are accessing at any one time, blessed souls. And this Torah intellect, this Torah wisdom, this gives way for us to consider a point within understanding, within the essential inner aspect of bittul, of self-nullification, self-abnegation, subduing one's previous level of consciousness, as it can directly configure to our own personal blessings and anointments, to be bearers and possessors of super consciousness, of koach hamaskil. And this is the essential depth within understanding, and from within the essential depth of understanding can there be dispersing or dispersions of the length and breadth / width that is embedded within that very understanding that we are seeking to access. And when we access it properly, we can merit to have the unadulterated S'chus, as'chus naki, of sharing it with others. This is to clarify what has been discussed above, blessed souls, relates to teacher, dispenser, prophet, mentor, rav, or sage, otherwise known as a human being empowering his or her students by accessing for his or her students a depth which testifies concerning the human being enabled and blessed and anointed to be in the position of gatekeeper, dash giver, dash nurturer, dash, who has elicited within his or herself a quality of depth of a seminal cognitive point extracted from the wellspring, the mayonos of his or her superconsciousness, blessed abyss, blessed cognitive abyss, their koch, his or her koch hamaskil, and from this wellspring of his or her cognitive superconsciousness abyss, there exists the possibility to actualize a dimension of cognitive length, a dimension of cognitive width / breadth, a dimension which is cognitively very high and exalted. Now, these are qualities relating to teacher, rav, sage, prophet, cognitive activator. But there also needs to be, blessed souls, a cognitive receiver, a student, one who transforms himself or herself into a vessel upon initial receival of a new realm of Torah instruction, and thereby becomes privy to such a new realm. But the truth of the matter is, at the point of reception, processing, and cognitively internalizing such new Torah data, is merely able to absorb the chitzonius asekel, only the outer aspects of that new intellect he or she is accessing, which is tantamount to receiving all the allegories associated with the Torah concept, which for the student, seeker of Torah truth, Elohim Be'emes, seeker of creator in truth, student, seeker of Torah truth, seeker of God, seeker of creator, is now accessing the explanations and allegories, and thereby the Torah student is expanding his or her mind via developing his or her own personally blessed rochav, his or her personally blessed cognitive database, and his or her cognitively allegorical proverbial perspectives. For if the student is not taught the rochav, the actual database of any Torah concept, or the orech, or provided with proverbial allegorical descriptions and perceptions and presentations of a muskal, a Torah subject, it will be impossible for him or her to attain, ultimately to ascend into the omek shel muskal, into the depth of that concept, which emerges via the blessed endeavor of thorough analysis of the muskal, the Torah concept, as it relates to its database in allegorical, proverbial perspectives, presentations, perceptions. Now, that being said, blessed souls, this coming Shabbat, one of my co-hosts, Rabbi Dr. Eliezer Goldstock, will be celebrating his Yom HaLetus, his day of birth, his Earth Day, and I believe he will be ascending and arriving at the wonderful human age experience of ascending into his 71st year upon this blessed earth. And it happens to be by Shkocha Protes, by divine providence, I happen to be learning this week a Hasidic discourse that was delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in 1960, corresponding to Tavshin Chaf Aleph, 5,721 years blazing and grazing into creation. So I thought I would first read in dedication and my humble way of offering a blessing up of empowerment for Rabbi Dr. Eliezer Goldstock. And let me read this. How many verses are there in it? There are 20 verses. In fact, the oral Torah tradition teaches us this was actually, even though King David wrote 150, or he collated and put together 150 chapters of Psalms, this is actually considered number 72 as the last one he composed in the process of transferring his kingship to his son Solomon. Even though you'll see later on the Hallelujahs, the chapters in the hundreds and the 110s and 20s and 30s and the 80s, many of them were written actually with prophetic spirit by King David. But I want to share this one, and this is as a blessing for Rabbi Dr. Eliezer Goldstock. For Solomon, O God, your judgments to the king do give, and your righteousness to the prince. May he judge your nation with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains bring the nation peace and the hills through charity. May he judge the nation's poor and save the children of the destitute and crush the oppressor, so they will fear you at sunrise before the moon's appearance, generation after generation. May he descend like rain upon mown grass, like showers watering the earth. In his days the righteous man flourish with abundant peace till there is no moon. May he dominate from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. May nobles kneel before him. May his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall return with tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. All the kings shall prostrate themselves before him. All the people shall serve him. For he will deliver the crying destitute one and the poor and with none to help him. He will pity the impoverished and destitute. The souls of destitute ones he will save. From fraud and from violence he will redeem their soul, and their blood will be precious in his eyes. So he will live, and he will grant him of the gold of Sheba, and he will pray for him continually and bless him every day. May the abundance of grain be in the land on the mountaintops. May its fruit rustle from the Lebanon. May they blossom forth from the city like the grass of the earth. May his name survive forever. May his dynasty endure as long as the sun, and may many men bless themselves by him. May all peoples praise him. May blessed be Creator, God, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever, and may the earth be filled with his glory. Amen, v'amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. But the truth of the matter is, blessed souls, this is an end with no beginning, and a beginning with no end. Because since these matters were recorded down in the book of Psalms, and the children of men, not just the nation of Israel, but the children of Noah, have been in fact reciting these psalms for comfort, for strengthening, for times of tears, for times of tears of joy. May this be in the Met, Rabbi Dr. Eliezer Goldstein, that he see all the blessings and all the protective forces that are embedded in the psalms be applicable to him and his wife Avala Chanatova and their heroic, brave efforts, courageous efforts, in continuing to run their organization, their international organization, which is based in Jerusalem, heart to heart. I'd just like to mention as well that, again, this past November, November 9th, I attended a session, the United Nations Resolution on the Culture of Peace as Precondition for Peace, Security, and Sustainable Development. And 17 sustainable goals were selected within this body at the UN. I'd like to read them off. Number 1, no poverty. Number 2, zero hunger. Number 3, good health and well-being. Number 4, quality education. Number 5, gender equality. Number 6, clean water and sanitation. Number 7, affordable and clean energy. Number 8, decent work and economic growth. Number 9, industry, innovation, infrastructure. Number 10, reduced inequalities. Number 11, sustainable cities and communities. Number 12, responsible consumption and production. Number 13, climate action. Number 14, life below water. Number 15, life on land. Number 16, peace, justice, and strong institutions. Number 17, partnerships for the goals. And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to www.un.org/sustainable development. I'd like to emphasize today the potency of we human beings meditating into the depth of the concept. And we've been talking about the depth and the length and the width of the concept, blessed souls. What can we all do via our meditations to bring a little more peace and justice and strong institutions, meaning institutions that will promote the education of the masses, not stupefy them, to empower human beings, not weaken them. There's just so much in the world that can be done to make it a better place, blessed souls. What else can I tell you? I'd like to just pull out a historical fact for you that I saw this yesterday, and I thought it was very, very pertinent, and it ties into this whole idea of peace, justice, and also and strong institutions, as well as. That was sustainable goal number 16. Sustainable goal number 2, zero hunger. This is coming from didyouknowblog.com. Did you know in 1831 the Choctaw Indians, the native indigenous people of Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unifying Souls, actually, in 1831 the Choctaw Indians, living on what I guess we would call the North American continent, endured death and starvation when they were forced out of Mississippi to travel the Trail of Tears. Just 16 years later, they learned of the people in Ireland who were starving to death during the potato famine and donated all the money they had to strangers across the sea. A manifestation of the exemplification of the virtue of helping someone you might never meet. So let's meditate, hopefully, best of souls, the concepts I've been sharing with you. This was program presentation number 24, meditation equals wellsprings for the human soul. That again, we're not meditating to escape the world's problems, to escape the crises of the world, but rather to interact with them, to see what we can do on the most microcosmic, mundane of levels. Because in the microcosmic universe that each and every one of us occupies, if we can reduce somehow, some way, a little bit of hunger in our neighborhoods, one of our family members might not be eating enough, or one of our friends. If you can give money to a food bank, or even volunteer your time, that's wonderful. Here in New York City, we have City Harvest. City Harvest, a wonderful organization that takes food that is being otherwise discarded from wedding banquet halls or business banquet halls or from restaurants or from religious organizations who make gatherings, weddings, and they redistribute the food. So I know in New York City, although there is a problem of unemployment and people being homeless and hunger, at least this one organization, City Harvest, is another example. And this ties in so much to the very spirit of the seven Noahide commandments, for the world was not created to be a place of emptiness and chaos, but rather to be a settled place. So with that being said, listeners, we're going to conclude today's humble presentation by, of course, segueing out via the wonderful music of David Dome, will help us get back home, to help us realize and internalize our Tzelem Elohim is no dream. Our divine image will help us get out and scrimmage. The name of the song is Back Home to Love, because we've got to get back home to that space called Ahava. And I'm talking about not just regular love, blessed souls. I'm talking about Ahava Chad, one love. Goral Echad, one destiny come on for all of us. Badarchi Noam, in a pleasant way. Badarchi Shalom, in a peaceful way. And we've got to do good. And although that might trigger some anxiety, it might trigger some confusion, contradiction with ourselves, because maybe we haven't been doing so much good. Or if we've been doing good, we can do a lot better. But we have to remember and share it with other blessed souls. Hateva tov leheiti, but it is the nature of the good to do good. The Creator is the source of all goodness, and He did this wonderful good for us. He gave us life. So we have to try to share some of that spirit of life with others. One more thing, blessed souls, in about 3 minutes here in New York City, there's a wonderful radio program, Let's Talk with John Cain. John Cain is a Mohawk, indigenous Indian, one of the indigenous peoples up here. He lives up in the Seneca Territory in upstate New York, it's wet northwestern New York. And you can access his radio program by going to, I think it's WBAI.org. And you can click on to hear the show. If you live in New York City or in northern New Jersey or Long Island, maybe in the southern part of Connecticut, you can hear him on 99.5 FM. And also he has on Facebook three places you can connect to him. John Cain, that's J-O-H-N, and then K-A-N-E. He also has Let's Talk Native with John Cain, as it relates to the radio station he comes down once a week to speak on. To WBAI, and he has another one, Let's Talk Native with John Cain, where he does a show also on ESPN Radio on Sunday nights, where you can hear the archive versions, and you can hear the archive versions on his webpage and on his Facebook pages on pertaining to his show in New York City and in Western New York. Anyway, let's get back home to love, blessed souls, and let us learn to remember. To taste the era of the messianic universal redemption means that within ourselves on the microcosmic level, what can we do to meditate, to remove the hatred and jealousy within ourselves as well, to eliminate all forms of unhealthy competition with other people. Let's just compete about with ourselves to make ourselves better and exemplify those virtues so people can say that, look at so-and-so. They're living the redemption on the microcosmic level. If they can do it, I can do it. And let the butterfly effect of humans empowering others, again, bring us all back home to love. Here's David Dome.